And I was doing well. I had no trouble at all, no hypos, nothing. And what do you call it? 2003, my mother fell ill. Oh, yes, by then we'd moved on to the new hospital, the Worcestershire Royal Hospital. The whole hospitals had been accumulated and were stationed there then. And I used to do two nights a week. My mother was admitted when I was on night duty. So I was going between the medical assessment unit that she was on and the ward that I was on. And she recovered and she was discharged, but she couldn't go home and look after herself. The consultant said that she'd have to go to a residential home. So we had her. We went round. My sister came down from Scotland. We had a look around, and she was found one a good place, and she was admitted to the residential home. But she only was there for 2 months, and I was getting ready one night to go on duty when I had a call from the home to say my mother wasn't well. Could I come and see her? So I said, just let me finish my supper, and I'll be along. So I had my dinner, and grabbed all my things, stopped at the nursing home, and my mother wasn't very conscious then. We think she'd had a stroke. So I picked up her left hand. She was lying on her right lateral side. And I said, Ma, I said, if you can hear me, squeeze my hand. She didn't squeeze my hand. She just waved her hand, and that was the last. She lapsed into a coma. Meanwhile, they had rung the GP. We were waiting for him to come. And he came and he said, your mother's not going to make it. So he arranged for an ambulance, and I had to follow the ambulance to the hospital. Gosh, didn't they drive fast? I couldn't keep up with them. I thought, right, I better take my time because otherwise I'll be another casualty. Yeah, the blue light, because apparently she got worse when she was in the ambulance, so they had to put their feet down and just make a bolt for it. She was admitted to A&E and then transferred to the medical assessment unit. I stopped with her till midnight, and the doctors were very good. They came and saw to her and did all the needful. And then I thought, right, she seemed to be stabilized. And I said, I'm going back on the ward because I was on duty. And meanwhile, I'd rung the ward from home to say that my mother wasn't well. And they said, don't worry. You take your time. If you're able to come on duty, you come on duty. So I went back on the ward after midnight, and I told the nurses on the MAU, yeah, to that event. My mother took a turn for the worst.